Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's going to be a great day. About 2 weeks ago, I went to the American Birding Expo. It was held at the Grange Insurance Audubon Center in Columbus. And I had a wonderful time and met a lot of neat people. And you know what? I thought that it would be an interesting show, so I'm going to bring you interviews from that event. Now, if you want to watch the show, you go to thereasonswesmile.com. And in this first segment, we are going to hear from Bill Thompson III, who is the founder of the American Birding Expo, and Herbert Verawahunga from Uganda. All right, so let's go ahead and listen in. All right, so you might remember that we did a story a while back about the American Birding Expo, and I had Bob Hargis and Mike Lilligren in the studio with me, and I decided to come out to the event and do a follow-up show, so I am now with Bill Thompson III, and you are the founder, correct?
That's right, I'm the founder. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, and tell me about this. Well, how many years ago, first of all, did you come up with the idea, and then when did you found it?
I've been going to an event over in England for a number of years. It's been going on now for 27 years. I've been to about six or seven of them, called the British Birdwatching Fair.
What town is it in?
It's in Rutland, in the middle of England, the smallest county in sort of north-central England. And that event has grown so much over the years. And it's like this, a commercial fair, they call it there, expo, we would call it here. And they have something like 300 vendors there, and they raise millions and millions of pounds for conservation. So I wanted to develop something like that in the U.S., and so the expo concept, I started kicking it around, I would say about 5 years ago, and really started planning it in earnest about 3 years ago.
Okay, and the first one was held last year?
Oh, the first one's right now. This is the first.
Oh, this is it?
That's right. This is the third day of the very first one, the inaugural American Birding Expo.
No wonder I didn't know about it. I don't feel so bad now.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I don't either, because that would have meant my publicity totally failed.
Because I was wondering, how could this be going on, and I didn't even realize it was in town. This is an awesome venue.
Yeah, well, we love it here. And I've done smaller birding events here at the Expo, at Grange Insurance Audubon Center and Scioto Audubon Metro Park. And I got to say, the folks at Grange Insurance Audubon Center and the Metro Park have been amazing to work with. Just really great people. Got behind the idea right away, even though we never knew at the time, you know, we didn't know ramping up how big it would be, how successful it would be. But I have to say, virtually everybody has been thrilled, like surprised at the success of it.
Well, and I've seen a lot of the Metro Parks folks, they're wandering around themselves. They're also clients or patrons or whatever you would call it, attendees, right?
That's right, yeah. And because it's a free event, we really didn't know how many people would show up. But we had 1,000 people pre-register as VIP, so we knew we'd have at least 1,000. And that's really good for vendors at an event like this. Most of the events that birdwatchers go to and that exhibitors go to are birding festivals, which are built around field trips and programs, you know, like presentations. So we wanted to do something different that really focused the attention of the public on the exhibitors, and I think that's worked really well here.
So tell me, what kind of exhibitors do you have? We know about the optics. We have I call it the optic zone, right? Where they get cameras and binoculars and scopes and tripods and all that. But what else?
Well, we've got everything from artists and gift items to bird feeders, bird seed. We've got all kinds of probably most of our exhibitors here are travel and tourism oriented, whether they're a tour company, an individual tour leader, a destination, a lodge. And we also have several countries that are here representing tourism, ecotourism to their country. So we have the country of Uganda here. We have the country of Guyana here. We have Trinidad and Tobago here, a whole consortium of countries from the Caribbean. So I think that'll continue to grow as people realize the American market is a huge market for traveling bird watchers, and I think we'll get more and more destinations coming in the years to come.
So instead of going on a cruise, you can, or a land tour, you can go specifically to birdwatch.
That's right, and there are even birding cruises that people go on, whether it's the Antarctica or in the Caribbean. There are, you know, cruises specifically designated for bird watching, where when you get off, you don't go shopping or go, you know, see a show. You go out in the jungle or along the beaches and see birds. So, yeah, birdwatchers, we've over the years have really developed their own kind of community that's very robust all around the world.
Okay, now my wife and I, when we left here, we're planning on going and buying more bird seed, but we saw there happens to be a vendor selling it, so will they be better able to focus in on what birds we want to be able to look out our back window and see?
Yeah, I mean, there you can get all kinds of information here about bird feeding. You get all kinds of new bird feeders, and we also have this huge conservation raffle where you could win a year's worth of bird seed. That's one of the prizes here. That's save you a pretty penny right there, because a lot of bird seed's pretty expensive. But yeah, we have Martig Farms here. They're from Ohio, and they grow their own bird seed. That's what they do. They grow it and package it, and that's a pretty neat thing.
Well, I don't even know what's in bird seed. I know sunflower seeds and maybe peanuts, but aside from that, what's in it? Do you know? Maybe they do. I'll ask them.
No, there's a variety of stuff. I mean, often there's cracked corn, there's millet, milo. Usually there's some of the smaller seeds, sometimes Niger seed. But yeah, sunflower is really the core. It's the hamburger of the bird feeding world.
Okay. They like that the most, huh? Well, they like the peanuts. The blue jays love the peanuts, right?
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is that shelled peanuts out of the shell, were really only became a bird feeding thing here in the U.S. in the early 90s. Before that, we shipped all of our peanuts over to Europe where they used them in bird feeding. And so it's really been a recent thing that peanuts became a hot bird feeding food in the backyard.
Interesting, because we think they like them in the shell because they like to crack them open, but they can also mix them in with the bird seed itself?
Oh, yeah, and peanut bits. You'll see bags and bags of that stuff at your local feed store. But, you know, blue jays are one of the birds that can carry a peanut away and crack it open. A lot of other birds can't. You know, a cardinal can, but like a chickadee would have a real hard time getting into a peanut shell.
Okay, now we have to avoid the ones that are salted, right?
Yeah, I mean, birds naturally get salt. You often will see that in the winter. There'll be finches along the side of the road eating some of the road salt. But birds get their salt naturally. It's really not healthy for them to have excess amounts of salt. So, and it's more expensive to get the peanuts that are meant for human consumption. You can buy them in bulk now at just about any specialty bird feeding store like a Wild Birds Unlimited or a hardware store, anything like that. You can buy specialty seed that's peanuts that are they're not fit for human consumption because they're too small or they're broken or something like that. But those are the ones that the birds really like.
Okay. I'll have to look for that. Maybe they already have it here.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah. Talk to the folks at Martig or talk to Wild Birds Unlimited. They'll hook you up.
Okay. I think I'll do that. Well, thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it. And I may have more questions later, but I do have one now. Can you tell when a bird is smiling?
Yeah, you know, you can tell when a bird is smiling, not by the beak, the corners of the beak turning up, by whether they're singing and displaying. You know they're happy if it's springtime and the males are singing and the females are totally digging it.
Okay, there we go. All right, Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
My name is Herbert Biaruhanga from Uganda.
From Uganda. How many hour flight was it to come to Columbus?
It's about 24 hours.
Wow, you came all that way just to meet me?
Sorry?
You came all that way just to meet me?
Yes, I came to meet you, see the people here, talk to the people here, talk about Uganda, how good Uganda is, how safe it is, attractive it is, and attracting people to come to Uganda.
So safe, attractive?
Safe, attractive, infrastructure there, services very good, many local guides, including women birders, young birders, very determined for conservation. We work hand in hand with government, and everything's good now.
Good. So if we wanted to come, do you put together tours for someone from the U.S. to come and look at birds, do birding?
Yeah, we put together tours of groups, individuals, everything together, and then they come to the country, and they take some time, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 days, whatever they want to do, and we make sure everything's put together in one go, and they pay once.
Okay. So what kind of, do you have an idea, what would it cost me if I wanted to go on a 5-day birding tour in Uganda?
5-day could cost you, 5-day might cost you, depending on the number of people you have in the trip, it could cost you maybe $3,000. $3,000.
Okay, and that doesn't include airfare, correct?
Doesn't include airfare.
So we have to get to Uganda, and once we're there, you or someone else would meet us?
Yes, yeah, once you're there, we meet you at the airport, and we take you around.
Okay.
Show you everything. Show you the birds, show you shoebill, gorillas, chimpanzees, so many monkeys. And Uganda has over 1,000 species of birds. And in a trip of 3 weeks, you could see maybe 500 or 600.
Wow. Now, you said the flight's 22 hours. What about accommodations? Do you have a home base where you stay in something like a hotel room, or do you go on different days out into the wilderness areas and stay in cottages?
Yes, you go in different places, different lodges, different national parks. We have quite a number of lodges. We have high-end lodges, middle-end lodges, and then budget lodges. But we also have home lodges, people you can stay in somebody's home.
Oh, really? That'd be nice.
Yeah, you can stay in somebody's home. Homestays. You have homestays.
So you get to meet somebody and know them better.
Yes, we can meet them. We can meet people there for you. We make arrangements. If you want to come, just get in touch with us, and there we go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to grab a card because it's called Birds Uganda Safaris Limited.
Bird Uganda Safaris Limited.
Say that again.
Bird Uganda Safaris Limited.
Oh, got it, okay. I have a funny accent.
my accent, Ugandan accent of British origin.
All right, and you pronounce your name Herbert?
Herbert Biaruhanga.
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 Very good.
Did I do better?
Yes. Biaruhanga.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, okay?
A good day.
All right, so many of you know that we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And so you may want to remember that since birds do not have teeth, they smile by singing and displaying. All right, now the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. But before we do the question, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and today's question is, how can you tell that a bird is smiling? All right, is it A, when the corners of their beaks turn up like in humans, B, when they are singing and displaying, or C, when they show their teeth? All right, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. And by the way, after the break, we're going to hear from Marshall Reese, the ranger at the Audubon Scioto Metro Park, and Katie Book from Martique Farms in Beloit, Ohio. But right now we're doing Dr. Kvitko's questions, so go ahead and call 459-9769 and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years.
I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today. 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
All right, we're back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And we have on the line with us Holly, Kelly, Erica, and Sarah. And we're going to go with line two, which is Erica. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, which is how can you tell that a bird is smiling?
B.
That's right. When they are singing and displaying, right?
Yes.
Because they don't have teeth, right?
Correct.
If you were listening 2 weeks ago, people would know that, right? Okay, Erica, what do you do for a living?
Accounting.
Accounting, okay. Awesome. All right, well, keep counting, okay?
And okay.
Stay on the line so we can get your info, so you can get those flowers from Vistember. I hear they're really gorgeous. They're really nice flowers.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, so, and as I said, this is The Reasons We Smile. Today we are bringing you a Smiles from the Street episode from the American Birding Expo. And coming up, we're going to speak with Marshall Reese, the ranger at the Audubon Scioto Metro Park, and Katie Book from Martique Farms in Beloit, Ohio. All right, so I have Marshall Reese. He's the ranger of this metropolitan park, which is awesome. I did not know this exists. I've lived in Columbus since 1977, and I didn't know it exists.
Well, we've been here for approximately 7 to 8 years, depending on how you want to look. And we started with building it about 8 years ago. And we started down at our boat ramp, changing that. And then as things went along, we just moved north. So we put our climbing wall and dog park, and then we moved up with the center. So.
Now, I was looking over, and I could see the climbing wall from a distance. What else am I looking at over there?
Are those charging stations, or what do we have there?
No, actually, that's what's known as a Neos machine, and it's an interactive play machine for kids and adults. There's like 14 different games that you can play on, and actually, we get more adults that play that station than we do kids. So it's a good exercise if you're down here just to exercise or have a little bit of fun.
Okay, and what about the boat ramp? We saw that on our way in. What size boats can you launch?
Because I have a 18-foot Sea Ray. Would I be allowed to put that boat in the river?
Absolutely. The longest that is allowed in that river is 21 feet. After that, we don't allow you, or they won't allow you on the water.
So how far up and down can I go?
Right now, you can go. They took the dam out, so I believe you can only stop right at the railroad trestle. But once they're done with that, whole project, then you'll be able to go all the way up.
All the way up? You mean like by Centennial? Scioto Mile?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Wow, can we watch the fireworks from there?
This is, if you are into the fireworks and red, white, and boom, this is the best place to watch them. We get between 10 and 15,000 people here for the day. There's rangers down here. We don't have any other problems that Columbus has.
That's very cool. So is it a traffic nightmare to get out of here or not?
No, to be honest with you, you probably get home. If you watch them here, you'll probably be home, depending on where you live, within 30 minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
Well, I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, because then everybody else will find out, and then I won't have a spot.
That's right. You won't have a spot down here, but come down here. This is the best place to see them.
So right where I came in, and we parked in the field. Do you park cars in the field for that event?
Absolutely. We have them parked in the field that's right near or right adjacent to the center. We have them parked in our field, our athletic field. You will see cars and people here everywhere. So it's a great place to see them.
So do people come early and stake out their spot, or they just kind of show up at 9 p.m. or something like that?
Next year, I believe the fireworks are on the 2nd of July. We will have people here camped here and setting up things on June 30th. I guarantee it.
2 days early?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You let a motorhome come in?
Yes, we do. We actually have we put them either in our athletic field or, depending on weather, we sometimes have to put them on the trail. But we get people that camp here. It's the only night over Red, White, and Boom that you can actually stay and camp in the park. One night a year, and that's it.
Wow, do I need to make a reservation?
Oh, no, just come on down. We'll see you.
Okay, I was going to say, because I know you, so that is my reservation,
yeah,
right?
That's right. That's right. I'm here all day, so just look for Marshall and say, yep, that's my guy. He told me to come down here.
Now, I have a kind of big motorhome. How big can we bring?
As big as you want. We've had the bus-sized ones come down, too, so...
Okay, because we have a bus-sized one, so maybe...
Yeah, that's a good one. We'll get you parked. Come on down.
Okay, so we come in, we bring our, cornhole, and we bring our Frisbees, and we...
Set up a little...
We can cook a little food outdoors and have fun.
Absolutely, and stay overnight. We won't kick you out until the next morning.
Okay, we might just do that. We'll have to see. Well, thank you so much, and it was Marshall...
Reese. I'm the park
Marshall Reese
here. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Marshall. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Now. All right, so I made my way down to the Birds Love 'Em Wild Bird Seed... And you guys are Martigue Farms in what town in Ohio?
Beloit, Ohio, which is near Youngstown.
Can you say the name of the city again?
Beloit.
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 Like B-A-L-O-I-T?
B-E-L-O-I-T.
Oh, I should have looked up on your sign. Okay. All right. So we are, actually it was funny because we came down to meet some people, and on our way home, we were going to go buy bird seed. And then we realized that you guys actually sell that here. But you don't seem to sell it in the big bags here, do you?
These are all just free sample bags.
Oh, these little bags are free samples?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And what's in the jars?
The jars are just the bigger bigger display of the blends.
Oh, so people can see what's in them.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I got to make sure that I have this up by your mouth. Okay, so what's in here? And I guess you guys grow everything in here.
Yes, we do. We have 6 different blends here today, ranging from our economy blend to our elite blend, which is called Farm Fresh Harvest Mix. It has a lot of bananas, cranberries. It's 60% sunflower, peanuts, safflower. It's a really pretty blend.
Wow, what do they come in, 40 or 50-pound bags? What would a 40 or 50-pound bag of that run?
That is only in a 30-pound bag, the Farm Fresh, and usually retails for around $30, $35 a bag.
Okay, for 30-pound. And that will bring certain types of birds, or will just make the ones that are already there happier?
Yes, it brings a little bit of everything in. The Farm Fresh is usually what I have in my feeders at home. I have a lot of woodpeckers, a lot of cardinals, chickadees, tufted titmice, so a little bit of everything.
Oh, wait a minute. You live right next to the farm, right?
I actually live in Pennsylvania, just about an hour north of Pittsburgh.
Oh, I was going to say, you wouldn't need a bird feeder if you live on a bird seed farm.
Yep, that would be true, but we still put feeders out and feed the birds.
Okay, so the kind of birds that you have a list here of all the birds, so cardinal, chickadee, nuthatch, goldfinch, house finch, purple finch, tufted, titmouse, bobwhites, blue jay, woodpecker, grosbeaks, flicker, towhees, and then mourning dove, junco, sparrow, and pheasant.
Yes.
I want to have all of them come to my house. The farm pressed everybody likes.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Do deer like it too?
You'll get some squirrels. The deer, they can come and pick on the ground feeders, what the other birds flick out of the feeders. So, yeah.
What about chipmunks? Do they eat that?
Yes, they will. Chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, all three.
Okay. I've never heard of a bird seed farm before. Have you ever heard of a bird seed farm?
No, but it makes sense that they would have one.
Yeah. Do you grow the bananas, too?
We do not grow the bananas. We're actually a large dairy farm in Beloit, Ohio, and the bird seed is an additional business.
Okay. And what about the peanuts? Where do you get those?
Peanuts come in from another company. I can't think of where.
I think they're grown in Georgia, I think,
yes,
right?
Yeah, they are grown in Georgia.
Lieutenant Carter was a peanut farmer.
He was.
All right, well, tell me your name again.
I am Katie Book.
I don't think I ever asked you that, did I?
I don't think so.
Sorry, Katie. Where can we purchase this? How can we purchase this, online or what?
We do not do online. We work with distributors throughout the area.
We're in Columbus.
We are here in Columbus. We do not have any. This is why we're here. We're here because we do not have any distributors in the area yet. So we are looking for smaller feed stores and businesses.
Nice people that would sell your product.
Yes. Yep.
So right now, if I want it, the only thing I can do is get this free bag over here.
Yes. Yep. You're more than welcome to help yourself. We have a lot of samples left over, so help yourself and take them home.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck getting a distributor.
Thank you. You too.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Smile like you mean it. Smile like you mean it.
Hi there. Can you please tell me your name?
Juan Rivera.
Juan?
Yeah, Juan.
Okay. And I'm Dr. Kvitko. Nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you.
So tell me what you have here. What do you guys do?
We represent Guatemala. I am from the Guatemala Tourism Board. We are exposing to the people from the U.S. the birds we have in Guatemala and trying to attract them to Guatemala. We have more than 720 species of birds. We have the Mayan culture, so people can do archaeology, Mayan culture, and mix with nature and adventure also.
That's neat. Do you have packages where you've put it together where people come and they stay in cottages and you take them into the woods, or how does that work?
Yeah, we offer packages to people so they can come to Guatemala and get to know the lowlands, you know, the highlands. We have volcanoes, lakes, and everything. So we take care of everything. People just have to book with some of the tour operators we got here at the stand, and they're all done.
How many hours would the flight be?
We have direct flights from Miami, from New York, and from L.A. So from Miami is maybe 3 hours, from LA is 4 hours. Yeah.
How long did it take you to get to Columbus?
For me to get to Columbus? Like half a day, something like that.
It took a half day, because I'd be leaving from Columbus.
Excuse me?
I would be leaving from Columbus if I went on the tour. So for somebody from Columbus, it would take half a day?
Yeah, it would take me probably half a day to get to Guatemala. Yeah.
12 hours?
No, I mean like 6 hours. 6 hours or something.
Oh, 6 hours. Got it. So we'd first fly to Miami, then we'd fly to Guatemala.
Yeah, exactly. Your first flight to Miami, or yeah, via Miami will be okay. Or via Dallas also, you can do it.
And it's pronounced Guatemala, right?
Yeah, Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Yeah, exactly, Guatemala.
Because most people say Guatemala. You probably don't like that, do you?
That's the way you say it, but it's Guatemala, actually. Yeah.
Okay, well, and then what would the average cost be? So are these tours 2-day tours, 3-day tours, weekend tours? What do we have?
We have packages between 10 days to 14 days to 3 weeks. It depends on what the passenger is looking for. Most of it are customized tours, you know, for independent travelers. So they can customize between the budget of the people, the time they have to spend in the country, and stuff like that.
So what would it cost? Now, I assume it's not including airfare. Once I got to Guatemala,
yeah.
What would it cost me for a 5-day trip?
For a 5-day trip, it would be something similar to, what, $1,000, something like that.
About $1,000? What is the what's the form of currency you guys use? What's your currency?
We use the quetzal.
Quetzal?
Yeah, like the bird, we use the quetzal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how many quetzals, or how many dollars equal a quetzal, or how many quetzals equal a dollar?
Yeah, so it's from $1 is probably 8 quetzales.
Okay, so if I have a dollar, I get 8 quetzales. So if it would be 1,000 quetzales, would be like 1/8 of that if I'm using dollars?
Yeah, that's right.
So we're looking at $150, 100, something like that?
Something like that.
Okay, just trying to get it right.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Hey, that's pretty good to know. So anything else you want us to know?
Just come to Guatemala. We're the heart of the Mayan world. We have pyramids, we have birds, we have adventure, we have the Mayan people. More than 50% of the population from Guatemala is from Maya origin. We still speak 22 different Mayan languages at the country. So it's a very diverse country. It had everything, culture, nature, adventure.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, that's very neat. And we want to get a business card so that we have a business card so we can make sure we know how to find you guys. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's all the time we have. Happy sweetest day to my wife, Carrie, and happy birthday to my daughter, Mindy. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.